Nooshinghaq District, you set a record. You hauled in 1,772,000 sockeye yesterday. It's July 1st. I'm Avery Lill, your host on today's weekend Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful Sunday.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Coming up on today's show, more on that staggering number of sockeye in the Noosh.
There was more stories about there's all this fish just south of the line, like 1,000 yards away, and people could see them and they couldn't go get them.
We'll also hear reflections on a July night from the fishing vessel Erin Leanne.
The sounds of sliding water, flopping tails, and whispered laughter are caught and thrown between my railing and the next boat a half mile away.
We'll get to it after a short break.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org. Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
How could anyone? And now let's get to those numbers. In Ugashik, 55,000 sockeye caught yesterday as things pick up there a bit for a cumulative harvest of 136,800 sockeye this season. The total run right now in Ugashik is 159,800 fish. In Igigik, 218,000 sockeye yesterday for a season total of 600,000. The escapement there was 71,646 for a cumulative escapement of 321,000. Backing up a second in Ugashik, the daily escapement yesterday was 486 sockeye, cumulative in Ugashik 3,000. Moving on to the Naknek Kwijak, where 13,000 sockeye were caught yesterday. That brings the season cumulative to 116,000. 9,900 sockeye escaped, making the season cumulative escapement in the Naknek Kwijak District 144,000. Let's break that down by river. The Alagnek River, 192 sockeye escaped for a cumulative of 648. The Kwijak, 738 sockeye escapement for a season total of 2,208. Naknek River posted an escapement of 8,900 fish. That makes for a season cumulative of 141,200 sockeye. In the Nooshinghaq, that huge catch, 1,772,000, for a cumulative season total of 6.1 million. Escapement yesterday was 119,000, and that brings the season cumulative escapement in the district to 1.4 million. Breaking that down by river, the Agushik River posted a escapement of 25,500 fish yesterday for a season cumulative of 52,000. The Wood River saw 75,000 for a season total of 1.1. The Nooshinghaq River posted a total escapement of sockeye, 17,900, for a season total of 183,439. Chinook escapement in the Nooshinghaq River yesterday was 2,000 for a season cumulative of 64,000. That's still above the historical average for that date. The historical average is 57,000. Number of chum who swam past the Portage Creek sonar on the Nooshinghaq River yesterday, 17,900. That brings the season cumulative to 351,000 chum. Let's look at those port molar numbers from yesterday is what we've got. So at yesterday, Station 2 did not fish. So starting at Station 4 and going all the way to Station 18, Station 4, 0 fish caught in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 6, 29 in the 4.5, 14 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 8, 22 in the 4.5, 33 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 10, 20 in the 4.5, 4 in the 5 and 1/8. At Station 12, 18 in the 4.5, 12 in the 5 and an 8th. At station 14, 13 in the 4 and a half, 11 in the 5 and an 8th. At station 16, 31 in the 4 and a half, 21 in the 5 and an 8th. At station 18, 12 in the 4 and a half, 6 in the 5 and 1 8th. That makes for a total of 145 sockeye caught in the 4 and a half yesterday, and 101 in the 5 and an 8th. We've also got the stock composition for June 26th through the 27th at Port Moeller. Of the 221 fish sampled, 5.1% were returning to the North Peninsula, 13.7% returning to Ugashik, 13.7% returning to Igigik, 11.6% returning to Naknek, 0.4% returning to the Alagnak, 9.3% returning to the Kwijak, 11% returning to the Nushigak, 34.8% returning to the Wood, 0.3% returning to Igushik, none returning to Togiak, none returning to the Kuskokwim. So that shows us that east side representation is picking up. That's it for your numbers for today.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
It took more than 100 years of fishing the Nushigak commercially to break the million sockeye harvest barrier. It's been a commercial fishery since 1884, and there's no record of a harvest that large until last year, when it happened twice. It happened again this year for the third time last week, and now, here today, we have a new record, 1.77 million reds harvested in a single day. I called area management biologist Tim Sands this afternoon to see how he's thinking about those numbers.
So, exciting day in the Nushigak District yesterday. Tell me about what happened.
So, you know, the funny thing is it started Friday. Friday, we've got all these reports of jumpers just south of the line, and tenders driving through saying that there's an hour and a half, they were surrounded by jumpers and all this fish. And I had been looking at the Port Moeller numbers from the 22nd, thinking those fish would get here on the 29th. And then it was kind of, we heard the reports of the jumpers and everything, but nothing really pushed into the district. And then at the evening opening on the 29th on Friday, there was more stories about there's all this fish just south of the line, like 1,000 yards away, and people could see them and they couldn't go get them. And so I thought, oh man, it's just all building up a million out there. And so maybe it'll push in on the next tide Saturday morning. So it opened up at 5:30 Saturday morning, and I started getting calls right after 8 saying, hey, there's fish out here. People are loading up. And it just got bigger and bigger, and that was the morning opening. We had another opening in the afternoon, and that was good as well. And so we ended up taking a record number of fish out of the Nushigak District yesterday, a record number of sockeye salmon.
And give me some context. How much of a record is it?
Well, you know, last year we set the record, and it was 1,542,000, and yesterday we caught 1,772,000. So it doesn't sound like a whole lot more, 200,000 fish, but you know, that's like 10% more or something. I don't know. It's just impressive to me.
And last year when we had these big numbers of fish push in, there was some trouble with processing and keeping up with it. Are you hearing anything from processors about how that's going?
Yeah, no, I last year it was the Nushigak did well, but the other bays were also catching lots of fish, and there was a little bit of a crunch there, but I have not heard of any problems this year, partly because they're not catching a lot of fish in the other areas at this point.
Gotcha. So lots of fish here, but still the ability to keep up with it. That's good to hear.
Yes.
What else should people know as we're going forward now? We've had a couple of
large catches? What are you expecting to see?
You know, it looks like there's still a decent genetic signal for Nooshigak District, so there should be some fish continuing to come here. Of course, we're still not where we need to be. We're where we need to be for this date as far as escapement goes, but it's only the 1st of July, and so we'll need additional escapement in both the Agushik and Nooshigak Rivers and the Wood River, too. I mean, even though we're well on the way to the mid-range on the Wood River, we want to get escapement from all parts of the run. So we're still going to be taking breaks and having some – we want to spread out the fish so the set net fleet can get fish. We don't want to just have a line fishery out there with the drift boats.
And have you heard how the set net fleet's doing with the Wood River section being open?
I think it was slow last night. I actually was up there this morning in my skiff, and it looked okay to me. And I think it picked up this morning after a slow start yesterday.
Gotcha. Is there anything else that we should talk about for today?
You know, I'm so focused on our big day yesterday. That's all I can think about right now is the huge day we had yesterday.
That's exciting. Thanks so much for talking with me, Tim.
All right. Take care.
No matter what district you're fishing, we want to hear from you, hear your stories, and share them on this show. Whether you're new to the fishery or you've been at this for decades, your perspectives matter. So give me a call at the station, 907-842-5281, or email avery@kdlg.org. Tell me what you're seeing and how you're feeling about this season so far. We're also always looking for pictures to share online at the kdlg.org, where we post this fisheries report. So if you've got pictures of this season's fishery, shoot them to me. Again, that's avery@kdlg.org. Now we're going to change pace a little bit. We've got an essay from Leanne Schmelsenbach. It's called Back Deck Moments in July, which seems fitting on the first day of the month. Leanne is an artist, teacher, and musical director who fished in Bristol Bay and Kodiak. She was born and raised in Alaska, and when she retired after a full career of fishing her boat, the Erin Leanne did too. This piece was published in the Young Fisherman's Almanac. Zoe Sobel reads it for us.
A.M. Shafts of silver moonlight slice through the cotton ceiling, changing the water's surface into a concert stage. The sounds of sliding water, flopping tails, and whispered laughter are caught and thrown between my railing and the next boat a half mile away. The spotlights of moon ripple on the water's surface, creating the illusion that I'm living in a snow globe. 5 a.m. There's a horizon where the sun is slicing the world into two planes. The upper plane is a whirl of pinks and blues. The lower plane catches the upper's colors and melts them into grays, greens, and froth of the bay's surface, pooling at the edges of our aluminum home. 8:30 a.m. Full daylight dances on the skin of my face and jumps from wavetop to wavetop. The wind has come out to play. He bumps the waves and nudges them down, but the blowing screams of a two-year-old's tantrum is absent from the breeze that caresses my cheeks and lips. 8:59 a.m. We haul in the net again. Time is irrelevant. The sliding silver bodies that roll over in the net require full focus as the puzzle of the net is quickly unwound, releasing flesh to smack like lips drenched in sweet rum cake. Time unknown. I am sweating. The net still rolls in. The flashes of the harvest slip into the holds. The drum pulls and my hands work tirelessly with the muscle memory of a decade and a half. My body works in rote motion. My thoughts race through high alert safety mode to ensure myself and the crew can smoothly do the job uninjured. I turn on the hydraulics and am drawn back into the net. Sleep. Time is gone. The deck cleaned, the silver flesh traded away. My thoughts are weary, stretched, nonsensical. My lids drop as my feet warm up in the end of the bunk. My lashes crisscross as they close, the last image on my retina, diamonds of web.
Before we go, we've got a message for Epiphany Eller on the fishing vessel Boggart. Looking forward to seeing you, your photos, sketches, and stories. Keep letting your beautiful spirit shine. Take care, Piff. Mom, Dad, Alan, and Jamaica. P.S. We're supporting you by eating as much salmon as possible here in St. Louis. If you've got a message you'd like to get out, go ahead and give me an email, avery@kdlg.org. Call the station, again, 907-842-5281. I am sad to report that there is no message from Feldman to Eric Mitme on the fishing vessel Orca today.
I still miss someone.
That's all for today's show. Thanks to Zoe Sobel for helping out, and thanks to all the underwriters and individuals who contribute to the fisheries report. Again, get in touch with me, avery@kdlg.org, with your feedback, messages from home, or just to let me know what you're seeing out on the water. You can also call the station. I'll be back here with you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The show also re-airs at 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Stay safe and good fishing.
And look for a little fun, but I find